Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt, and today's guest is photographer Dan Salinger. Welcome, Dan.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. I want to start with just a bit about your background, right? So when did you get into photography, and then when did you decide that you wanted to make a career out of it?
Well, my mother was into the arts. She never followed through totally on a career, but she studied painting and whatnot, so she was always very supportive. I would say, you know, middle school, high school, I was just really into art class and really liked drawing, painting. And then around the age of 15, I forget exactly how, but I ended up with a job for a wedding photographer. And
just by chance.
Just kind of a random, random thing, job that came up. And started playing with cameras and just, I don't know, I just started picking up cameras and started playing with it. And I just kind of was like, this is something I really like. And then when college came around, I was kind of like, well, I like the arts. Photography just seemed like something I was interested in. We didn't have classes back in high school for photography or anything. So kind of on a whim, I'm like, I think I'm going to do photography. I went to Penn State and got my undergrad there. And after that, shortly went to get a master's degree down at Savannah College of Art and Design. And kind of just picked it and went with it and kind of worked out.
Kind of worked out. Yeah. Are you a photographer turned entrepreneur, or are you a photographer really above all else?
As a commercial photographer, I think there's always this kind of being an entrepreneur a bit. I like to say I wish I took pictures all the time, but it's really like 30% of taking pictures and 70% running a business. And it's always about, like just any other business, you're looking at markets and, you know, who's my next client, what's the next project, how do I, get more business, and where am I reaching out to? So it's definitely a business. It just happens to have a really wonderful creative aspect to it.
All right, so let's talk more about your work. You shoot everything from technology, people, and food to still life and motion. You run the gamut. So do you have a specific philosophy behind your work, or that inspires your work?
I don't know if I have a very specific philosophy. I mean, I'm definitely inspired. I always go back to, like, I was raised on 8-bit Nintendo, and I was a kid of the 80s, and so Nintendo, Back to the Future, like just a lot of these pop kind of icon stuff from the 80s has always been a big influence. So my work is very graphic. It's colorful. I still look a lot at movies, pop culture, art. I was really into surrealism, Dutch painting. I studied a lot of art history as well. So when I'm creating my work, all that kind of influences it. And, when people hire me, I tend to be hired because I do colorful, graphic stuff. And so people are like, we want something colorful graphic. I tend to get picked up for that.
So a lot of your work's been featured in, magazines, a lot of advertising work that you've done. And in respected, recognized brands, right? Like Nordstrom, Nike. I mean, the list is long. But magazines and advertising changed a bit in the last 5 years. So share your thoughts on some of those changes, how that's changed in the last, just handful of years.
I mean, I think with the advent of digital photography and the ease of like how you're just taking pictures of your iPhone and, anybody can be a photographer. There definitely has been a pressure, photography in the 80s, photography in the 90s was very much a person with a very complex camera and a system of lighting. And it was very unattainable to the average person. And now I think clients see that it is much more attainable and it's become less of I think what people would have considered like a very high-end medium. And as the creativity is still important and you're hired for that, it's become much more utilitarian as well. Photography serves a mean and you have to figure out how do we deliver that, how do you deliver your product, like any business, in the most efficient and cost-efficient way possible.
Right. Well, and so how have those changes, right, that you just talked about, how has it affected your craft, right? How have you had to adapt, like, in your business?
I've had to get used to moving at a faster pace. Sometimes I'm working on with a client and, we have to get through X amount of shots a day. And I'd like to do half of this and spend more time and give it more love and care.
Wouldn't we all?
Exactly. And so, the practicality of it, it's that some of the, you still try to be as creative and give as much care as you can for a piece and create something really beautiful, but you also have to compromise and figure out, well, how do I meet my clients' needs? And they have a budget and they have X amount of dollars. How do we deliver that for them?
Let's talk about social media. You kind of just talked about it a little bit where you said, everyone's a photographer and Instagram in particular, right, has elevated photography. So it's you know, it's kind of for brands and for individuals, right? So just talk to me about that, about kind of everyone's a photographer, how social media has affected your business.
Sure. It's frustrating for me in a lot of ways with social media because it's really good for clients. Like people, like you can get a lot of eyes on your work, you can really push brands, but at the same time, something has gotten kind of lost in the fact that the value associated with something, you know, they don't see or they don't want to pay the value
right.
that it's delivering anymore. There's this kind of disconnect where, you know, when as a photographer and creative, like when we would do for print magazines, which are much different and seeing a lot less eyes, mm-hmm. than social media, those still carry higher price tags and higher payouts than social media, which is very interesting because social media, you'll get millions of eyes on it.
Right.
So there's this kind of disconnect right now with clients, like how much do we put into creating social media campaigns? What's the value? And it's funny because we're kind of like, you know, on the supplier side of it saying, you're getting so much value and you're getting so many eyes and you should be putting your money into these because these are the campaigns people are seeing. But a lot of them are like, well, because it's so cheap to produce, they think of it, well, you're just taking an iPhone, you're taking an amazing
right.
picture, why does this cost us money? And so I think with social media, it's kind of a rocky road right now, I think, yeah. for professionals. And
Does social media, kind of back to the social media thing, does it affect what, or has it affected, I guess, what clients are looking for these days?
You know, I don't know. I think that it's interesting because they it's kind of like, how do you make a connection more? Like, you know, again, looking at an image in a magazine is quite a different experience than swiping through Instagram and seeing something for a brand. And so it's how do you speak to your audience? And I don't know, I think it's still a very experimental medium. Like we're doing more motion projects, which is cool because you have this, you know, ability to do moving imagery and things like that. So I think it's just part of the, it's an ongoing kind of thing and we're all still trying to sort it out.
Right,
and I still think we're all playing catch up. You know, it's a lot to keep up with, sure, but,
yeah.
you know.
But that keeps also, it exciting.
Exactly, and it's always, like, it's also more potential clientele and potential business and, you know, potential creative opportunity.
Yeah, I love your attitude about potential. all right, let's talk about Portland a little bit. You moved from New York City mm-hmm. to Portland, Oregon
sure.
with your wife and, you know, two young children. Actually, one child at a time. Okay, tell me about that. Why Portland, and what was that like, that change?
So it's been good. So I've kept a lot of my clients there back in New York. So I work, you know, I work with clients in Minneapolis, New York, LA, like all over
right.
the country. And Portland has a market that for photographers that's just large enough. Like you have the equipment, the suppliers, the crews, the stylists, like all the people are here. And, you know, fortunately, it's just large enough that you can make it work. And it's been good.
Yeah. Well, because that's kind of my next question was talk to me about how the Portland business and creative community looks to you? Like, what's your personal experience been for
sure.
Portland business and Portland creativity?
I think Portland's really great creatively. And that's one of the things I think that was a draw to me. Like, there really is a very strong creative community. And because the city's expanding and things are kind of booming here, you have an influx of creativity. And so I see agencies starting up and people doing things and just really, you know, it's growing. And that's exciting to me. And people are very friendly. You know, it's definitely taken us some time when I first moved here. It took us, I think, like a year and a half to get our first like Portland client job because you have to do the rounds and whatnot. But it's a community that nurtures creativity and I think appreciates it, and so that really helps. And I'm really excited to see in the next couple of years as the city does grow. Like I just feel like it's becoming, you know, in terms of a market. You know, 10 or 12 years ago, Portland would have been hard for me to consider like as doable and.
Right.
It's getting a lot of attention and agencies here and, you know, within my business, they're working for major clientele. And
right.
so it's very feasible for someone like me to work in here.
Well, what could we be doing better though in Portland, in your opinion?
You know, I think with Portland, I this is kind of my biggest complaint and what I see across the creative community is Portland's a very scrappy town. And the fact, like, I think people have been like, okay, look at us. Like, we're going to fight and we're going to do things hard. We're going to work hard. And we're going to do things cheaper, we're going to do it strong, you know, we're going to be better. But I think a lot of people here undersell. I think Portland has an issue with not only what people pay people to do the work they do, but what they charge outside. I think there's a lot of like, hey, we can do your business cheaper in Portland, which is good for an extent, but at some point, you have to get to this point where you say, hey, we are on par with all these other cities and all these other creatives. We should be charging this, or we should be demanding, you know, this kind of compensation. And I think...
Like, we don't know how good we are yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And something's got to give at some point. Like,
right.
I mean, Portland's gotten to the point where everybody's good. Like, let's get, you know, get people paid right
yeah.
and you know.
And so I agree with that. I think it's a really good point that we need to maybe believe that we're better than we are.
Yeah, I think so. I think Portland, the community here, it's top notch, and it's you know, and it's getting beyond other creative communities in the country. And I think it's time to be like, hey, let's acknowledge that and show it.
Yeah. And okay, I guess one more question. Sorry. What would you say to budding photographers who, you know, are trying to find their way or figure out what their purpose is? You know, what would you say?
I always say you have to look at the imagery that's out there and ask yourself, can I do something better? And like, what can I say that isn't being said already? And then the other thing I always say is, don't sell yourself short. You have value. You don't do anything for free. You know, you make sure that you attach the value that your work and your creativity deserves.
Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.